Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer and Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, man.
All righty, Chris, what's happening?
All right, listen, I played football at Ithaca, and Gio, I love you, but I got to tell you, there's no way.
I said there was no way. Trust me, I know. It was Eddie who was the one thinking I could. I said absolutely not.
The exception was Eddie that thinking that you could.
Yeah.
Ithaca, through the mid-90s, was the top Division III football program in the country.
And you were probably a really good high school football player, right?
I was, but I was an offensive lineman. I was only 6 feet tall, and I played at Ithaca. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that D3 is like the really good players who aren't that big. I think is sort of where D3 guys.
You know what D3 is? D3 are guys who love the sport, because you're playing it because you want to play it.
Yeah,
and and I'm sure, Chris, that's probably how you felt about it. Eddie would not have any understanding of that.
Yeah, and did you beat Portland while you were up there? Did you win the Cortica Jug?
3 out of 4 years, we won the Cortica Jug.
Nice. Yeah,
look at you knowing about the Cortica Jug.
Yeah,
I was
up in Ithaca for 2 years.
Were you at the game 2 years ago at Giant Stadium?
No, I did not go to that. I went to the Cortica Jug game in 2001 at home and 2002 on the road. I saw both of those. But no, I didn't go to the one here. It's a big deal, man.
I know it is.
Yeah, people love that stuff.
Largest ever attended Division III game was the Cortica 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, I listen,
well,
man.
Well, there you go, Eddie.
I'm not disrespecting you guys at all.
I stand corrected.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. All right, there you go. See, so Chris is now.
I think you were being very, real about what you were saying. Like, there's no way I got to play with those guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, so
there's a lot of your guys that probably started on your team if they couldn't go somewhere and they still wanted to play. Would go to a school like Ithaca to go and play.
Neil Heaton's son, Neil Heaton Jr.
It.
Yeah, Neil Heaton Jr. went to Cortland.
You know how many kids love playing football but just can't get a Division I or an FCS or whatever the different abbreviations are? I mean, they just can't get a look, so they go somewhere where they can walk on and go play football. They don't get any money.
And actually play,
right?
And not be riding the bench or whatever.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Sean in Hoboken. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys? Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sean.
What's happening, brother?
Hey, it's a feel-good Friday no matter what. It's Friday. We're going to have a great weekend. But my thing is, you got these Giants callers calling in, complaining about an offense, and Jason Garrett and Daniel Jones. That's not the problem. The problem is Patrick Graham and the defense. Yeah. I mean, you look at it, and Boomer, my question goes to you, is in that first half, they had J.D. McKinzick, I believe, put in that second touchdown for him. They had the defensive line pushed to one side, and that was to the left side. Why? He literally walked right into the end zone, not touched. I don't understand what he's doing, what kind of calls they're bringing for the defense, but it's not working. That's the problem.
And I would also guarantee you, Sean, that was a call at the line of scrimmage by Taylor Heinicke, seeing the way the defense was lined up, and they ran to what we would refer to as the bubble of the defense, where there's a lineman that's uncovered or maybe a linebacker is probably 5 or 6 yards away from him.
Yeah.
And so that was probably a call by Taylor Heinicke at the line of scrimmage because he read the defensive front.
Yeah, you know what, though? Sean did say something that I feel bad about now because it's been like 2 hours. It is a feel-good Friday no matter what, isn't it? Isn't that our job? I was saying it's not a feel-good Friday. It's the opposite of a feel-good Friday because all the Giants fans losing their mind.
Well, you started out so negative. I had to fight through all the and look for some of the silver lining stuff.
Yeah. Let's turn it around here the last 2 hours.
By the way, I'm not giving out participation awards no matter what anybody thinks. Right, Manny?
Yeah, Boomer. But this last night's game was the same game the Giants fans have been watching since 2016. I mean, I literally knew the Giants were going to lose this game after kicking that field goal. I mean, in 2018, we lost 5 games by 3 points or less. a field goal against Carolina, a field goal against the Eagles in the last second.
Oh, yeah, and a game you should have won because of the Ingram drop. The Rams game as well.
We've been watching the same game for years. And you're making excuses for the quarterback. Daniel Jones, I mean, Slayton is 20 yards open. You can't hit him. He's 20 yards open. Nobody's around him for 20 yards.
Yeah, listen, you know,
he threw a touchdown pass. He ran for two touchdowns. One got called back. It wasn't his fault. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Now, last night he played great. He played great last night. And it's not making excuses.
Well, we're just watching Game Pass.
Yeah, we were. You were showing me all sorts of stuff on that Game Pass.
You see how he hit Kyle Rudolph right with guys in his face. He's standing in the pocket. The pocket is collapsing around him. He's getting pushed right into his face. He stands up, and he throws the ball right over the top of the defensive lineman, right into the hands of Rudolph.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't hard to understand. I mean, you're down on the Giants being 0-2, but you're calling it the way you saw it with Daniel Jones last night, and he played very, very well.
He is the most important thing for the New York Giants right now. And maybe this is where the light goes on. I don't know. Maybe, you know, now I want to see consistency. So I've seen two games now where he hasn't thrown an interception. That's great. He had the one fumble, but he tried to cover it with two hands. I saw a kid who now all of a sudden Jason Garrett is utilizing his running skills. I like that. That's good. It's smart. You know, I didn't like that he took a shot on the sideline where he didn't have to take a shot, but I think he was just trying to show his teammates that he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
I don't like what I saw on the sideline from Kenny Golladay. I don't like that. So if he's yelling at his young quarterback and he just got here and this is their second game, I don't like that. I don't like that interaction. I don't like the fact that the Giants really don't have any pass rush what to speak of. And they're going to, and as you pointed out, they're going to be playing a lot of quarterbacks here now that are going to be throwing the ball down the field. And the one thing I also just showed you by watching Game Pass was how much room Taylor Heinicke had.
Yeah, that's been the biggest
problem.
Daniel
Jones did not have a lot of room on a lot of these throws. Taylor Heinicke had a lot of room in that pocket.
Yeah, to me, the Giants are probably going to be 1-3. That's just, who the hell knows? I mean, they could be 0-5, 0-4.
Well, I hope not.
But they're probably going to beat Atlanta, and they're probably going to go down to New Orleans in a very emotional game and lose that game. They're going to be 1-3. They're going to have to try to fight their way back to .500 as the season is going on. That's going to be increasingly difficult the next couple of weeks because you go to Dallas, and then you got the Rams after that. I mean, this is now the biggest problem with the Giants is not Daniel Jones and the offensive line this morning. The biggest problem with the Giants is that they're staring at a schedule ahead of them that could have them at 2-8 if they don't get some stuff cleaned up.
And you had one guy jump off sides at the end of the game. Basically ended up costing the game. But that's just one mistake by one player. Just it happened at the worst time in the game. There was the last two series for the Giants offense was not very good. It was very, it was bland, and there were incomplete passes on the second to last drive, where that was the drive where you really want to see the quarterback take it to the next level. So if you want me to give you a little bit of a nick on Daniel Jones, I could give it to you right there. And then I could give you a little nick on Jason Garrett that last series after they got the interception from Bradbury. You know, a little bit too conservative for me.
Yeah.
You know, these coaches have got to learn. And I know when I talk to Frank in the offseason a lot.
Oh, I have to ask you something about that too.
So when I talk to him a lot in the offseason, I just ask him about game managing and thinking about games and how aggressive you need to be, because he's a really aggressive guy. Mm-hmm. He's very aggressive. And if you remember last year, Indianapolis at Buffalo in the playoffs, they were inside the 5-yard line. They could have kicked the field goal, but he wanted to go for it. And Philip Rivers just missed the guy in the back of the end zone. It was wide open.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the way he calls plays. He's like, look, I'm playing against Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo.
I got to go for it.
And I know that they're going to score points.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Joe Judge felt like last night, look, it's Taylor Heinicke. You know, we're not playing against
Tom. They still
Tom
threw
Brady.
On third down still, though, to try to get the first down.
I know they threw on third down, but they didn't throw on first and second down.
I know.
Play action passing, use it, Daniel's legs again. Yeah. There's a million things you could do. But again, you know, you're always – every game is a little bit different. Every situation is a little bit different. And every player that you're playing against is a little bit different. So if you're playing against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Ben Roethlisberger, Josh Allen, you got to go into the game thinking, look, we got to keep the ball away from the other team. And if we're and if we can keep the ball away from them and still be aggressive and score points, that's the only way we're going to win. So talking to these, every coach is different. Every situation is different. And I think they played it close to the vest last night late in the game.
All right, a feel-good Friday on Boomer and Geo. And
they still should have won the game.
Yeah, still should have won the game, indeed. A feel-good Friday on Boomer and Geo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, it's 8:25 on the Fan. Hey, I want to announce our Sherwin-Williams Neighborhood Hero third winner of the year. This is a great program that we did with Odyssey and, of course, Sherwin-Williams Great Paint Company. Jeremy Carmel of Bayshore, New York, is this month's winner. Congratulations to Jeremy. He's a service manager for a truck company. The trucks deliver food and medical supplies and handles trash pickup and other services for the neighborhood. He makes sure all the businesses are taken care of. They have supplies that they need for their customers. Jeremy's service to the neighborhood was especially vital throughout the pandemic. And Jeremy just moved into a new house, so congratulations to him. And he's going to put the paint to very, very good use. So congratulations to Jeremy Carmel of Bayshore, New York, our third Neighborhood Hero winner.
Congratulations.
Very nice. It's good. I
so
like it.
What does your buddy Frank Reich think about Hard Knocks taking over his team during the regular season?
You know, I haven't talked to him about it. Oh. But I could say this. Out of there's no coach in the NFL that wants this. No coach. This is like the NFL jamming it down somebody's throat. And I'm sure their owner out there obviously had to give the blessing for it, or it's not going to happen. And then I saw where guys were responding on Twitter last night when this was announced.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I hope the players are getting paid for this because, the players, you know, I mean, HBO's making millions. The players better be getting paid for this. The union should be fired. The head of the union should be fired if the HBO money and sponsorship money that HBO pays the NFL to do these things isn't a part of the salary cap negotiation, which I'm sure that it is. I'm assuming that it is. So, and also, by the way, we were talking about DirecTV. So DirecTV pays $1.5 billion a year to the NFL to basically regurgitate what Fox and CBS are putting on there.
Yeah, not basically. That is what they're doing.
That's what they're doing, right? Yeah. So now this thought is that Amazon's coming along. And Amazon is going to end up paying $2.5 billion a year. So I would think that the salary cap would be going up significantly more.
It should.
And the players will be getting even more money.
Well, good for them.
Are you saying that the Sunday ticket might be on Amazon soon?
It will be next year.
Next year.
Or is that a done deal?
Not a done deal yet, but that's what I'm telling you.
But they're not going back to DirecTV.
That's what I believe is happening. Remember AT&T and DirecTV split?
Yeah.
Because AT&T made a huge mistake in acquiring DirecTV, thinking that. And by the way, if the NFL ticket is off of DirecTV, what the hell is the reason for DirecTV?
Yeah.
Why would you have it?
Unless, it's an alternative to your cable.
Unless, of course,
cable.
You lived in some rural area where there is no cable company and there is no internet.
I mean, you know what? I was a DirecTV customer for a long time. I have very good experience with it. So
yeah, but you also had DirecTV NFL package, right?
Oh, well, that was why I got it, and I actually enjoyed the the service a lot.
Yeah, but now so let's say it now goes to Amazon.
Yeah.
And you have your internet company brings it into your house, could buy DirecTV. What do you need it for?
You don't need it. Yeah.
I would tell you, as Al knows, I've had quite the struggle with a couple of cable companies over the last few weeks and was pretty close to going back, irregardless of the football.
Well, everybody has their own issues when it comes to TV provider and things of that nature. I understand that. I mean,
it's just another option,
like,
I guess.
I'm perfect. I got it covered. I got Optimum. I'm good. I'm Altice good, 100%.
What do they say? So you take the football off of DirecTV, it's sort of like nipples on a bull, right? Useless. Isn't that the phrase?
I guess so. You got an update?
Is that not the phrase?
I've heard that phrase.
Yeah, something similar to that.
Nipples on a bowl?
Yeah, it's like nipples on a bowl.
Usually you useless. Substitute a different word.
Okay.
Like, what are our nipples for?
Useless as well.
Also, yeah, totally useless.
Why don't you just say nipples on a man?
Why, because that's not the phrase, you know? The phrase is on a bowl. And also,
do we know that men never breastfed?
What student?
At any point in civilization?
I looked into this once, and I think that before the sex is determined on a fetus, the nipples are developed.
Hmm.
That's why it's very early in the process of the baby being growing in the uterus. That's why.
Someone's uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. It's just
that's why men have nipples. And not because we were capable of breastfeeding.
At any point, not even 2,000 years ago.
I don't think so.
I don't know, maybe,
but it's
just... Well, you can get those fake breast things, and they can...
Implants?
No. A man can put them on and give the baby the milk.
What?
You can buy the milk...
So that the guy can breastfeed.
What we're saying is if the man wants to bond with the baby the same way a woman does, he could buy an apparatus wherein he has breasts, but in the fake breast is milk, and he can feed the baby.
Yeah, but to me, that is not even close to being the same. Al?
I'd go C's.
What would you do?
I'd go as big as possible. Are you kidding me?
May you get all the milk you need.
I mean, but that's not right.
Yes, there
that's
is.
That's a fake nipple. Like, you're not bonding. No. That baby is not suckling upon your nipple. It's a plastic nipple. You might as well just give it a bottle.
Male milking apparatus. And you could pump your breast. Male milking apparatus.
Yes, we heard you.
It just said,
here's my wife's breast milk.
One of the things that popped up in Google was the 10 best penis milking machines. I swear to God.
Which means there's at least 10 of them available.
The 10 best. Imagine being 10th on that list. Be like, damn. You really blew it.
So they're milking machines.
Got milk? Hey, Jerry Recco. Got milk?
No, scroll up. The 10, see it? Right there, the second one. The 10 best. There they are.
Oh, there they are, yeah. Porn? No, look at this, Jerry. There you go.
Dude. What? What? Dude. That looks like something Al endorsed when he was in Tampa back in the day. Good God. Oh, my Lord.
Number one is some. Can I say that?
I don't think so.
I think you can say that. Those two words together.
Yeah, I think I can. Yeah. Number one is something called the auto blow. So congratulations. Being number one on that list. Giants played last night, Jerry.
Yeah, we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. This is the type of night it was for the Giants.
Jones keeps it. He's going to run left. Jones gets across midfield. Down the left sideline of the 40. 35-30. Jones cuts back to the right. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Daniel Jones! There's a flag on the play.
Oh, yes, there was. It was holding on CJ Board. You also had this happen because there was a lot going on. I know, Al. It's ridiculous. I know. So CJ Board gets called for the holding penalty. Touchdown off the board. Giants settle for three.
I know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas.
Not going to see. Oh, my God.
Artificial vagina.
There was also this.
Jones takes the snap. He's back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Going for the deep ball down the middle, and it's dropped to the end zone. Slayton had it, and he dropped it.
Boy, Carl
it was slightly overthrown, but Slayton couldn't reel it in. He was open by about 15 yards.
Yeah. Papa and Carl Banks. The Giants wound up losing 30-29. I say it was that kind of night because Dustin Hopkins lined up for the game-winning 48-yard field goal. He missed it as time expired. The problem, offsides on Dexter Lawrence. Then he connected on 43-yard field goal. And so the Giants wound up losing by a point. Joe Judge, what in the world do you say to Dexter Lawrence after that?
Same thing I'd say to any player on any penalty. Pre-snap focus, post-snap technique. You know, discipline how we handle things. You know, the biggest thing for him is that's, you know, it's going to be a tough lesson. It's a lesson you got to learn.
Yeah, don't want to do that again. He says you got to look at the big picture going forward.
The important thing this time of year and all times of year, but as we keep improving going forward, we're a better team today than we were 4 days ago. Now, was it good enough? No, it wasn't. So do we have to improve a lot? Absolutely.
But they're 0-2. Here's Sterling Shepard. He won't blame his teammate, Lawrence.
It's not on one person. You know, we could go back to the beginning of the game and, you know, point out somebody else. It's collective effort.
Mm-hmm. James Bradberry didn't have the best game, though. He did have an interception and a big one late. Advice?
I would just tell Dex, don't worry about it, man. We're gonna make those corrections after we watch the film, and we're going to move on. We're going to try to limit as many mistakes as possible.
Good chance to win, play the Falcons on Sunday. Here was Taylor Heinicke on NFL Network. So Heinicke threw for 346, a couple of touchdowns, did have a big pick that could have led to a loss, but it didn't. In the end, a win is a win, and he was good.
I prepared every week like I was a good starter because, again, you know, the NFL's crazy. Any given moment, you could be in there. So,
and so he was after the injury to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That was Heinicke on NFL Network. Also, I haven't mentioned too much this morning, the injury to Nick Gates, broken leg or a fractured leg. He was carted off the field, waved to the crowd, got a nice ovation, but it certainly would appear his season is over.
It really sucks that because he was named captain.
I know, and they just moved him back to his natural position. I know.
I think Billy Price, their center, had a little trouble early in the game. They were asking him to block Allen by himself, and that's a tough ask for any center. And then things started to settle down a little bit. They kind of got their act together, and their pass protection, while it was kind of like collapsing on Daniel Jones, it was pretty damn good.
He had time to throw.
Sure he did. Not as much as Taylor Heinicke did.
But he had time to throw.
Yes.
Which was an improvement. Daniel Jones, 249 and a touchdown. Wiping away that long touchdown run, he still wound up with 95 yards and a short rushing touchdown. That in the loss, and you had the whole issue with Kenny Golladay on the sideline. I'm sure we'll hear from Joe Judge more on that coming up later today. Meantime, Jets-Patriots on Sunday. Jets home opener. Mekhi Becton expected to have knee surgery, out what appears to be between 4 and 8 weeks. Steelers play the Raiders in Pittsburgh, their home opener, and Mike Tomlin says his team better be into it like the fans will be.
Talk to our team about the responsibility of creating that environment. It's our job to make the plays, to keep the crowd engaged, to entertain them, and to make it as hostile as we can make
and
it.
And to win. Of course, Vegas coming off their win in prime time. Sunday night, Ravens and Chiefs, and then the Monday night game is the Packers and the Lions. Aaron Rodgers met the media. They got blitzed week one. He looked terrible, but he also said, we know what we're doing.
Look, we've won a lot of games around here. We've lost a few, but you move on.
As bad as week one was, he says not going to get nuts about it.
There shouldn't be some big drastic change and alteration the way that we do things, the way we practice, the way we prepare.
Ultimately, he says we have to trust the process.
If it's good enough to get you to this point, then it's good enough from this point forward. So I haven't changed any of the stuff that I've been doing. Obviously, you know, we got to play better.
And lastly, he says, everybody's just got to relax. It's 1 week.
If we're starting to freak out after 1 week, we're in big trouble.
All right, so they'll get a good chance to win, I would say, Monday night against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I don't think
Lions.
The team is freaking out. I think the fans are freaking out.
I think, too, I was just going through his press conference, and I would say three or four of the first six or seven questions were about the bounce back and how poorly they played and stuff like that. And he, at that point, he said, let's all relax.
Yeah, well, he said that last year, too, or a couple years ago. Wasn't R-E-L-A-X or
That's
something?
What he did, yeah.
Right, so he is a guy that, you know, is a deep thinker.
Mm.
They play the Lions this week.
Yeah.
They lost Jeff Okuda, one of their best defensive backs. They're going to go up and down the field on them.
You would think.
Unless they get their kneecaps eaten.
Yeah, that's right. Unless Aaron Rodgers is doing the sabotage year that I was telling
he's
you.
He's not doing it.
He's sabotaging the franchise.
No, he's not. No,
if they lose to the Lions, I got a leg to stand on with that.
He's not.
Five picks against the Lions.
How about if he throws five touchdowns against the Lions and wins?
Well, then I'll be wrong. But so far, sabotage.
So far, sabotage here. I agree with Aaron. You start freaking out right now, you're
well,
in trouble.
He has to play that part.
So you're freaking out, right?
Listen, you said deep thinker. This is what he figured out in Hawaii with Shailene Woodley.
There was a great side-by-side after the loss in Jacksonville Sunday to the Saints when he looked like a mess. Him and Nicolas Cage separated at birth.
Huh.
It sounds funny, but man, someone really was on it.
I also saw the Barstool had a picture up of him. I don't know who put it out there, but and instead he looks like a cab driver from Hoboken.
Yeah, he has had that look with the green shirt. I think that was the one with the green shirt on.
Yeah.
And his hair. Yeah. Oh, terrible. Orioles beat the Yankees in 10-3-2. The Yankees led 2-1 into the ninth. You had, Clay Holmes on the mound. Gave up a hit. A couple of wild pitches. Wound up allowing Baltimore to score the tying run. Then Austin Hayes, the game-winning RBI single. Here's Aaron Boone. He says, don't be blaming the relievers for this one. Our offense stung.
I wouldn't say the bullpen faltered tonight. Who faltered? I thought Abreu threw the ball really well. Rodriguez came in and got a huge out. Holmes threw the ball really well for, you know, should have been out of the inning, you know.
But Gary Sanchez couldn't catch the pitches, and they didn't hit. Jordan Montgomery, we haven't talked about him. 5 1/3 innings, 12 strikeouts, and he has nothing to show for it.
I don't know about the best. I thought he was really sharp. I thought, you know, right from the get-go, a really strong first inning.
Yeah, I think he struck out the side at least three of the first four innings. Here was Joey Gallo. He says, we struggled a bit with the weather. It was nasty.
It's kind of a tough day to hit, raining a lot and a little bit muddy and whatnot. So it's just kind of one of those days that, you know, you're going to have to grind through. And, but credit to their pitching, they threw well. And
yeah, they also had he came up with the bases loaded at one point, two outs. Looked like he might have had a grand slam.
I didn't have any doubt in my mind that that was gone. I didn't even think about that ball being caught. So that was kind of heartbreaking to see it get caught.
And so now with the loss, the Yankees are a half game behind Toronto and Boston for the two wild card spots. You got the Yankees and Indians tonight. We'll have it on the Fan. We are still calling them the Indians, right? They're changing for the rest of this year.
Did you see the Toronto schedule?
I didn't. I feel like they play Baltimore a couple of times still, don't they?
Not a couple of times. They play them a ton of times.
Yeah, I knew that was the case going into September.
So actually, they play. I'm sorry.
Six more times.
Yeah. So they got Baltimore three more. They got the Twins three times. No, they got the Twins seven times.
Wow.
Twins seven times, Baltimore three times. Those are 10 of their games left are against the Twins and the
And they can't have more than, 13, 14 games left, right? We got two weeks left.
And they got Tampa and the Yankees in there.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. Mets open up weekend series with the Phillies, who I saw this. They came back from 7-0 down on the Cubs to win 13-8, I think. The Cubs are the first team, I forget in how long, but it's a long time, to have two games in one season that they led 7-0 and then lost.
Oh, wow.
So that was interesting.
I figured the Mets would have done that at some point. But
not the Mets. It was the Cubs. Taiwan Walker and Zach Wheeler tonight.
By the way, you know, is it me or is it just that they're scoring a lot more runs because the sticky stuff is no longer in baseball?
Or they went back to juicing the ball again and could have done that.
Or both.
Yeah.
Could have done both. You never know. But good pitchers have still pitched well.
Some of these run totals.
A lot, yes. And then the Yankees scored two runs in Baltimore. And Frank Ntilikina signs with the Mavericks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
So I'm seeing this NJ.com article on Young Joker, and they're referencing the Instagram stuff that he posted last night. And this was written not that long ago, so after the conversation we had about it. But one of the other things that is in here that I had not seen yet was they have a quote. It says, quote, "No use in having a sports car and not driving it."
Yeah, well, I think they're being tough on him. I think Joe Judge has got no time for somebody. You know, again, I don't know if there's what's going on internally, but the way it started with the shoes situation, with the missing the OTAs, with the COVID thing, I don't know if he's been late to meetings. I don't know if he's blowing assignments on the practice field. I don't know if he's more into doing the rap music or just being, you know, that guy off the field than he is being the guy on the field. And then if he's going to be complaining publicly like this now, he may never see the field.
Yeah, and by the way, the no use in having a sports car and not driving it is not directly from Kadarius Toney, but rather from a source close to Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, I'm sure he's frustrated, and I'm sure they're frustrated with him, and he probably doesn't realize it. And he, he probably is making mistakes on the field. Again, they want you to be on the field, but you have to earn the right to be on the field. You know, so the other thing, there was one aspect of the Giant game last night that I love from the Giant perspective. Do you know what it is?
Their kicker, Graham Gano.
Well, he was 5 for 5. He was awesome. So I appreciate kickers, but that's what they do. They kick. They're supposed to kick and they're supposed to make their field goal. But there was some other aspect of the Giants that somebody like me, if you know me, really, really loved what they did.
Well, I do know you, but I somehow have missed what's going on here. So why don't you just tell me?
Well, what did I do when I played?
You kicked ass and took names, won MVP, and went to a Super Bowl.
I ran the no-huddle offense.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go.
I ran the no-huddle offense exclusively, and that's exactly what they were doing last night.
Yeah, they did a lot of that.
Yeah, so two things about that. One, it does slow down the pass rush. You are going 100 miles an hour, and those defensive linemen get gassed, and you could see it. You could see it as the game wore on. They slowed down. So that was a great move by Jason Garrett and Joe Judge. And I think that Daniel Jones flourishes in the no-huddle offense. Not a lot of time to think or overthink things. Just play and, you know, see things quickly, understand.
Get the ball out quick.
That's exactly right. So I think all of that stuff worked last night. I love that.
Let's go to Steve in Fairport. What's going on, Steve? Good morning. How are you? Why is this not working? Come on, Steve. Hello. Maybe you should hit it, Boomer, because mine's not clicking in here.
Mine's not working either.
Okay, great. Very good. Okay. So maybe.
None of you trying to go to?
Steve in Fairport. Is he still there or is this thing completely frozen?
The whole thing's frozen.
The whole thing's frozen! Feel good Friday, my
ass. Oh, this was, yeah, this was an issue last night.
You know, I also think
with Summers, I'm sure that was great.
I don't know. I think it was during Giants post game, and they did some sort of a Fakakta reset, which they said might not hold, and looks like we're here.
Fakakta reset. That's what you do right before your big morning show is a little Fakakta reset.
Let's right. So they fix did that. The problem. They did it in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and there was no engineer here. Fleegs was talked through crawling around the wire room and doing stuff.
Great. Really on top of things. I'm going to close out the Neo screener and start again.
Yeah, by the way, I can't even punch it in the board myself manually. Good. So right. I don't think that.
It's kind of like when Joe Judge, I think his headset went dead last night.
Oh, that's got to be a nightmare for a head coach.
Right. I saw him changing it with somebody else who was probably not nearly as important to be on the headset as Joe Judge.
You know, that's something that's never talked about because it's kind of like a boring thing to talk about. But like, what you have to go through with communications.
Oh, yeah.
And an NFL football game.
Yeah, logistics.
Is insanity.
It is.
And then the wires, and I'm on this frequency and that frequency. I mean, I used to do that with the sideline job of Pitt football to a lesser level, and it's even crazier there.
And if you have too many guys that have the ability to speak into the microphone, you got people talking over each other. The head coach has got to flip over to defense when he wants to talk to defense, flip over to offense when he wants to talk to offense, and it gets a little hairy.
Yeah. Well, the caller I was trying to go to said he was already sick of Joe Judge. And I don't understand how you could already be sick of Joe Judge. Now, I understand he's 6-12 as a head coach now.
Yep.
And last year, there was really nothing that I could criticize heavily with Joe Judge. This year, in two games, there is a lot. But I still think that what you saw last year, the attitude with the team, has to weigh out more than the first two games. But the undisciplined penalty stuff, the fact that he threw that challenge flag when he shouldn't have and it was a loss of a timeout.
Yep.
I mean, those things are really frustrating.
See, these are the things you never really truly know about a new coach until you get into their career and then you watch how they manage the games. This is why it's important to see how Rob Sala does that. How do you manage games? Do you go for it? Are you conservative at the end? Do you think you have a defense that can stop the opposing quarterback? All those decisions that go into it. But I do like the decision they want no huddle offense. I really do. And it looked good.
We haven't talked Jets and Pats. We will do that next on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. And it is Boomer and Geo.
Just amongst yourselves, evidently.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the end of that, which is fine. We took plenty of calls today. I've never seen that message there before.
And I can't even get a line. You know, no dial tone, no nothing.
Well, let's hope Bob Carl is here. We can get him in here to fix it. He's all over this.
Absolutely.
Stuff. That's my guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.